And the shockwaves from Britain's decision to leave the EU continue. It was just a week ago now that the Brits were going to the polls to make that decision.
And today, Boris Johnson, the former London mayor who was one of the big name leaders of the Leave campaign, announced he will not be a candidate for Conservative Party leader or prime minister.
In view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
Joining us now is the BBC's political correspondent, Rob Watson, in London. Rob, what's the reaction?
You know, you would have thought it would be impossible, given the tumultuous events of the last six, 7 days or so, to kind of top it. But this is a complete bombshell, because after the earthquake of British people voting to leave the European Union, which, after all, has been a cornerstone of British foreign and economic policy for the last 40 years, it was widely assumed that the man who had led the British people to vote Brexit, Boris Johnson, that he would automatically take over the leadership of the Conservative Party, become Prime Minister, and then lead Britain out of Europe. So people were utterly staggered, stunned. You can kind of guess, carry on with the adjectives, to find that, in fact, he wasn't going to be standing.
And why? Do we know why he made this decision?
In the first place, I think some of it is just to do with personality. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised to hear this. They have politicians in the United States, and guess what? They all have big egos and lots of crushing personality clashes. So some of it is about personality. Was he really the right man to lead the Conservative Party? But I think another part of it is some of the real, what if I call them, die-hard believers in Britain leaving the European Union. I mean, I just don't think they entirely trust Boris Johnson to carry out a full withdrawal of Britain from the EU. I think they slightly suspect that he was always campaigning against British membership of the European Union more for political ends rather than out of true belief.
So who will be the new leader of the Conservative Party after David Cameron leaves? And will that person be ready to actually go through with it and take Britain out of the EU?
We have a quiz show in this country where people get asked a question, they just don't know it, and they just go pass. But I guess I can't do that on the radio, so I'll just say, look, take everything I say with a pinch of salt, because after everything that's happened in Britain over the last 7 days, I think journalists' ability or anybody else's ability to prophesy is pretty limited. But I think something is emerging amongst all the candidates and in the Conservative Party amidst the kind of carnage and chaos. And that is, I think everybody, all of the candidates are agreed that Britain can't now not leave the European Union, but the question is how? There could be differences in, you know, what you would do about migration from the European Union. But I think all of the candidates, the five candidates, except Britain is going to, you couldn't defy the will of 17 million voters. And something else is developing, which is a consensus among all the candidates, and most Conservatives will be very pleased to see this, saying that the anger of those 17 million people who voted for Britain to leave the European Union will now need to be addressed, and that this needs to be a government that, even though nominally of the centre-right, will have to look after the poorer people in society.
And the people who might be the next prime minister, I know we've heard about the Home Secretary, Theresa May, as one of the possibilities.
Yes, she is one. She had campaigned for Remain, and her great selling point, as far as she would see it, is that she's not Boris Johnson. She's not exciting. She says that she doesn't like going out for drinks with journalists, that she's the strong, steady, reliable, sort of silent type, and that is very much her selling point. Yes, we know about some of the others. The other three of the others were fairly prominent Leave campaigners, including Michael Gove, who is the one who has stabbed Boris Johnson in the back, as many would see it. There was one that, just to give you a little bit of a flavour, I told you that this was very febrile atmosphere here at Westminster. One Conservative MP tweeted that he would rather vote for Pol Pot than vote for Michael Gove after what he'd done to Boris Johnson. So that gives you a flavour of what's going down here.
And on the other side, the Labour Party also in total disarray. There was a no-confidence vote for the leader, Jeremy Corbyn, but he's not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely forgot about that. I mean, it's incredible. It'll be like saying, the Republican Party had no kind of leadership in the Senate or in the House, and that, you know, there was no one in the White House. Oh, and that, by the way, the Democrats had gone missing as well. I mean, it's that's the best way I can describe it, that amidst all of this, absolutely, the Labour Party is in an existential struggle about what should a centre-left party be for in this post-industrial age. Should it be really hard-left socialist alternative, as Jeremy Corbyn, the leader, would like, and many activists in the country, or should it be something much more centre than left? And they are in a hopeless, horrible mess.
BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson on a crazy week in British politics, and it seems to keep getting crazier. Rob, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.